entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's Thrift Store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
If you're looking to sell your gold, diamond, silver, or platinum, get top prices at Florida Gold and Loan. It's the only place to go. Looking for jewelry? Florida Gold and Loan has a large selection. Need your jewelry repaired, a ring sized, or cleaned? Then give Florida Gold and Loan a call, 727-738-2801. That's Florida Gold and Loan, 372 Patricia Ave in Dunedin, 727-738-2801. And don't forget to check the BCC coupon book for valuable coupons. That's Florida Gold and Loan.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. What a beautiful day we have outside
beautiful
today.
Beautiful day.
Yes, so we're here in the studio with Adam.
Hello.
From Red Rooster Antiques, and Brian just came in too. So how are you doing today, Adam?
Oh, it was great. The traffic was heavy today.
It is, and you know why I think is because spring break is starting.
Well, they were at the where the Phillies are.
Is it spring break right now?
I think there were massive amounts of cars. I think it's just started.
Wow. When we were young, we would know that, right?
Saturday, yeah, of course.
Well, I think it started like last week because different places have different, you know, times because Easter is earlier this year than it, I think, normally is.
I think so.
But, yeah, a lot of schools like up north, they get like that a week before Easter.
It's on the 9th.
It's April on 9th. The 9th this year.
Yeah, so
it is?
Oh, my, is it really? This weekend?
April 9th.
April. Oh, okay. I was going to say, wait a minute. I'm missing something.
No. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I don't know, because Saturday I had to drive all the way from Pasco to Gandy.
Okay.
And the traffic was
horrendous.
All the way. But I made myself a promise that I'm never going to complain about it again.
Jennifer on the line.
Jennifer, very good.
Hello.
How are you, Jennifer? Jennifer,
I'm good.
Is an
how
artist.
Are you?
Oh, and you know what that tells me?
She's creative.
She's only going to be worth money if she's dead.
Oh, no.
I don't think so. Well, not right away.
No, really, if you think about it, right? Isn't it true, Jennifer?
Well, either that or if I cut off my ear.
But you're a really creative artist, right?
That's right.
See, yeah. I'm an artist, yeah. too. You know what type of artist I am?
We know. We're not going
to
say anything.
I was
going
to say, I can't wait to hear.
I'm a con artist.
Oh, don't say that.
No, he's not. He's not.
No, I'm not. You know what the difference between a con artist and a salesman is?
I don't know. Tell me.
Does anybody know? Okay, a salesman, when they sell a product or service, the person benefits and grows afterwards.
And a con.
Like we put our coupon book out for this restaurant over here, right?
Okay, that's right.
And he got over 10 coupons back in one day. Right?
That's amazing.
So then I asked him, if you had to do all over again, would you do it? And I was sitting there with Terrion at the bar, right? He goes, absolutely. I always look for that word, absolutely. Because when people say yes... Yes is different than absolutely.
How about positively?
Yeah. Yes.
How positively, right? So that's a con artist now is the opposite. So a con artist is you sell them a product and then you ask them later on, were you happy that you bought the product? And they say, no, I was ripped off.
Well, a con artist wouldn't be around to get ask those questions in the first place. They'd be gone.
And you're actually, talking about sand shakers here in Clearwater.
Right. That's right. So you get the difference between a con artist... And a salesman, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah. You know, I needed that information.
So tell us what you do, Jennifer.
I am a painter. My medium is acrylic.
Okay.
And
how long have you been painting? I mean, all your life? Or did you start young?
No, I did when I was in school, high school, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the 90s happened.
Yeah, so, they did.
Drugs. Because, you know, the 90s. And then, I picked it up. My mom passed away in 2017. And a friend of mine was like, hey, why don't, you know, do some artwork. Get out of your head a little bit. And I picked up a paintbrush and I started painting, you know, small stuff.
And, what style do you work in? Do you do are you doing portraiture or landscapes or abstracts? What do you like to work with?
Because I've never been to art school, so I don't know all the technical stuff.
Yeah.
But I love doing abstract impressionism. I've done a few realistic-ish, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But my stuff, you know, I love colors. My stuff is whimsical, happy, and colorful.
Sounds great. Is it mostly on? Do you paint on oil, like canvas, or are you working on different mediums?
I do strictly canvas. I have painted birdhouses. I painted like 12 birdhouses, like the wooden birdhouses
okay,
you did for
yeah.
Michael.
Mm-hmm.
I've also painted a end table. That was given to me. I painted it like purple and teal, and it's got little swirlies. And
I love that style.
It's good for your mental state, mm-hmm. too, because if you move
a muscle... It really is.
If you move a muscle, right, you change your thought.
That's right.
And when you're becoming creative, where are you focused on? You're focused on the painting. You're not focused on the problem.
No.
Yeah, right? I mean,
so it takes
and
it's
nice
a great thing for therapy.
It really is. I mean, it was, you know, here I was waking up like, oh, great, another day I have to live, to waking up in the morning saying, what am I going to paint? What colors am I going to use? What am I going to do next?
It's changed your whole life.
I need to. Mm-hmm. It really has. I tell so many people that finding art in my life really has saved me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, in the last 4 years, I've completed like over 130 paintings.
That's
well. Would you be interested sometime coming down here with the painting?
I would love to.
Because we have cameras in the studio, right?
Yeah.
So not only are we on AM and FM, but we also have cameras, and you can talk about what your thoughts were. I always like to know. You ever hear a song? I forgot Rod Stewart did a song where my brother's not heavy, whatever. I don't even remember the words. Can you find that song? Ron
Stewart?
Ron Stewart. It was something. But anyhow, you don't want
the... He ain't heavy?
He ain't heavy?
That's not Rod Stewart, but I know
but
what it is.
But it was his brother.
Yeah, he ain't heavy. He's my brother, remember?
Right, but he was carrying the brother because the brother was crippled.
Okay, well, I don't know the backstory, so you're telling. You're informing us.
It's the Hollies.
Right. So when you get informed, huh?
It's the Hollies.
The Hollies.
But when you get informed, like on something, mm-hmm. like the details of what the heart, the language of the heart, mm-hmm. where the sale came from. Or the, I said sale, but where the you know where the song came from. Mm-hmm. Like I like to get the language of the heart, what you were thinking when you were painting.
I know.
Yeah.
Like what? Well, do you sign your artwork?
I would love to share that.
Do you sign your artwork? Well, that is so important.
I sign my artwork. I kind of branded myself and I turned myself into Artist Dizzle. Because I want people to say, I own a Dizzle. Do you own a Dizzle? And the answer should be faux sizzle.
So they'll know.
So I sign my paintings Dizzle.
Oh, that's awesome.
Very good.
Because it's
my nickname too.
Oh, good.
So
oh,
cool.
The reason I ask that because I'm an antique dealer, and so many artists don't sign their works. Or they sign their signature badly, and it's so difficult to find out who the artist is.
Right,
it is. I'd say maybe 30% of the artists sign their works legibly.
Right,
and it's and also being prolific. The more work you do, the more famous you are.
Do you know I almost got into a fight with 50 Cent?
50 Cent. And 50 that cents. Is why.
Right. It's, what's his name?
You called him 50 Cent. It's 50 Cent.
So anyhow, you want to hear the story real quick?
Yes, of course.
There was a young African-American. He was probably in his 30s. He was doing paintings, like spray paintings, but really was...
Was good. Yeah.
Right. Oh no, he did. Yeah, they were nice.
So then I said to him, "Well, you know, 50 Cent is here now."
50.
So I said, "I know the owner of Luke and Liquors, right? I'm really good friends with
okay,
him."
Okay. Yeah.
Well, kind of like I, you know, I've done things with him too, like okay. you know, out there in the real world. So you know, that because. So I said to him, he was selling vodka. Remember?
He was 50 Cent was there to do a promotion for his new vodka, so he was doing signed bottles and whatnot and stuff like that. And there was literally a line out of the liquor store with about 500 people for real.
And what was his? What is his real name?
I don't know. But anyhow,
something Jackson.
So here's where the story goes. So I said to the young man, "That's great artist. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, super. I mean, I can't even describe how good he was, at least to me." So I said, "Let's have 50 Cent sign it, right?" So I know the owner right there, the bouncer guy I knew too. Mm-hmm. So I just walk in. I said, "Come with me." So 50 Cent is going to sign it on the back. So I said, "50 Cent, you know better than that." Then you know what he said to me?
What did he say?
He goes, "Who's this quacker?" I kid you not, that's what he said to me.
That's high praise from him.
So then I said, "50 Cent, sign it on the front." Right, but he was so suave and knew stuff, like you know, from just knowing protocol, where I didn't.
I know,
and I know. You said I know too quick. So then I said to him, he goes, "No, you sign it on the back. The artist signs it on the front." So by him signing the piece of work, it just upped the value like tenfold.
Oh yeah, I've seen artists that. They're wonderful artists, but they only do a small amount of work, and they never achieve the fame. But when an artist becomes collected, it's they have a large body of work that people can collect, and that's when it usually catches on. And they say, you know, this is a noted artist because there's enough of the person's work out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just throwing that out.
You know, I lost the sale. You want to hear this, Heather? So the guy has like a monkey. Can take a paintbrush and just spray it on a canvas, right?
I've heard this before.
Okay. So then this guy has all this monkey paintings on top of in his business, right? So I said, "Can I be real honest with you? This is when you don't be honest, right? Say nothing. Force people to see the truth." And you know what the next line is, Heather?
It's Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Sorry, Jennifer.
So guess what?
No worries.
So if you force, you know what King Solomon said, you force people to see the truth and they only hate you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So then I tell him nicely, I'm sitting there eating in this restaurant. I'm trying to make a deal. He opened up a bank. By the way, he's out of business.
Were you insulting his artwork?
I was saying that I really don't get this artwork. If someone just put, there was three dots, I kid you not, on one of them.
Oh, yeah.
A dot, a dot and a dot, right? And you know
it was
what
a series, the three dots.
Three dots, right? He wanted five.
Also a singing group in the 40s.
But you know, guess how much he wanted for the painting?
I don't know, thousands?
$500.
Oh, that's cheap.
Do you get what I'm saying, Heather? What's her name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Oh,
I like your artwork.
We're looking at your IG page, which is Artist Dizzle, and you have some beautiful stuff. I love it.
So what do you think?
Thank you.
So what do you think?
Very nice.
What do you think of the people that do three dots and won $1,000? What's your feeling?
You know, I wish.
Well, I like your artwork.
I mean,
it's fantastic.
Starving artist over here.
Right.
Well, why do people see that as art, though, is what I want to know.
It's all, you know.
Just like beauty is in the eye of the beholder, so is art.
But still, three dots. There was a red dot, a blue dot, and a yellow dot. It was framed, and he goes, $500.
Well, but what like, about whoa. The guy with the banana and the duct tape?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, come on.
I know.
What about the pet rock? Remember that was a big craze?
Did you have a pet rock?
Yeah.
Yes.
I had a markdown
the
pet rock.
The guy made millions with that. He put two dots, a smiley face on a pet rock and said, here, buy this for $5.
I can remember that. It was it $5 or even more?
Even more, probably.
And by the end of that year, they had knockoff ones where people would paint these rocks and little figures and stuff. That was like the poor man's pet rocks. And they were selling those at a dollar at, I think, Kmart.
Do you know where the Slinky came from? IBM, one of the springs fell off the computer and it went down the...
Really?
Yeah. So then the guy goes, that's kind of cool. And he realized his kid was all excited about it. So his kid was playing with it. And that's where the Slinky came from.
Is that true?
Yes.
My mother said it was because my dad had no backbone.
Say her name.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, do you remember the Slinky?
Oh, God. I love the Slinky.
Right.
I love your, I'm looking at your paintings. The first one you have on here for your kitchen. I love it with the pots. That's so cute.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm actually making more of them because I love them so much.
I like it. I like it very much.
So where can they reach you? Where can they see your artwork?
Yes.
Have you had any shows yet, or do you have a gallery? Or
no. Well, my house is basically my art gallery. But no, I have some of my pieces hanging up at a Kava. Tea fresh juice bar. It's called Tiki Tavern.
Oh.
It's off of 49th North.
Okay.
Or no, South. 49th South. The Tiki Tavern. So I have some of my pieces hanging up in there. And other than that, just Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And you can find me under Artist Dizzle.
All right.
I like your work.
Do you have the song set up? Now, just listen to this. This is in honor of Dizzle, who sizzles. That sounds like Snoop Dogg. Isn't that Snoop Dogg?
Yes, it is. Maybe you can get him to sign one of my paintings.
We actually did a show for him. Seriously, Tammy, tell him.
It's true.
We produced
a
show.
He was up there dancing with Snoop with no rhythm
at all. I produced a show for him in St. Pete. I really did. The Snoop.
Yes, your song.
But listen to the song, right? And this is about he carried his brother, and it didn't matter if this is the song I'm thinking of.
And this is dedicated and for Artist Dizzle.
It's a long, long road.
Jennifer.
Song.
Yes.
But did you catch that? He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty cool story.
I sure did. Oh, right. Beautiful song. Beautiful lyric.
Because from what I remember is he walked up to the guy and he goes, how do you do that? Isn't he heavy? And then he said, no, he's not heavy. He's my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then he immediately went and wrote a song. It was kind of neat. He was telling the story, like I saw it on YouTube. He told like a 3-minute story before he sung the song.
That's 60s. That's going back to the 60s.
Is that when it was?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Or early 70s.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. So what we'll do is have you come in sometime.
69.
Say I was close, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you can come in, bring some of your paintings, and then you can tell us about them.
How's that sound?
I would love that. Yeah.
Awesome.
Tell a little story about them.
Yes. We generally have like an average of 10 to 15 business owners here per show. So what we'll do is we'll have like do a big thing with Swedish Meatballs to do a big promo.
Yeah.
And to get people to come.
Good. Yes. But tell us again where we can find your work, Jennifer.
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And all you have to do is look up Artist Dizzle.
Okay.
And how'd you meet Floyd? Because Floyd's the one who gave us your number.
What was that again?
Floyd, the person you met with?
I'm a Lyft driver, and I happened to pick him up this morning, and we started talking.
That's
all day good.
I drive around in my car with like my artist bio and my info, so people can like follow me while I'm driving. I'm like self promoting myself while I.
Why not?
Well, that's awesome.
You know what I say to people?
Why not?
If you think of that as an answer, right? Mm-hmm. Why not? Like, if you ever ask someone, like, why not?
That's true.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Like, well, imagine if you said, I can't set up the Lyft with my work, and someone said that to you that was an artist. What would you say back to them?
Why not?
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Why not?
But,
why not?
You're doing something you love to do. So few people
I really am.
Have get up in the morning and have something to say. I love to do. Love what I'm doing,
Adam.
So that's
that's big, Adam.
It is. It really is.
Right. I
love what
that.
I'm doing too. So
if you love what you do, you never worked a day in your life.
No.
I'm just hoping one day that it will pay my rent.
All right. Well,
I believe it will.
I love your work.
Yeah,
I love
nice.
This blue background
Thank
with the
you.
White tree.
What's the
I
average
really
price
like
of your paintings?
It just varies. I mean, I go pretty low because I want people to enjoy my artwork.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my friend Jackie's always telling me that, and my girlfriend's always telling me, don't sell yourself so short.
Yeah.
So I try not to, you know, but
and the art,
the highest.
What's the highest you sold one for, I guess?
If you, 700.
That's great.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Because the canvases and the paints and everything, they're not cheap anymore.
No,
they are not.
No, they're not.
I mean, it's...
No.
And like, I can walk into Michael's and drop $200 like that and walk
Amazing.
Out with, like, a bag of stuff.
That's right.
But
that's the best $200 you ever spent.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right. All right, well, is there a song you would like us to play that you like?
Why don't you go ahead and play Come On Eileen by Dixie Midnight Runners.
Like we can do that.
We can do that. That's Bobby, the producer.
Yep, dedicated. That's my mom's favorite song because my mom's name was Eileen. So.
Aww.
Yeah.
My heart goes out to you.
Dedicated to my mommy.
Okay. Dedicated to the mom. We're going to play it right now.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Stay on the line and listen to it.
Thank you, guys.
Listen to the song. Stay on.
One sec. We're getting it all.
And everybody go check out Artist Dizzle on all the socials, and you can see some of her beautiful work. I really love your paintings.
Let's work on getting in touch with Snoop. Maybe he can put a little endorsement on it.
Yes.
I would love that.
We produced one of his shows. Believe it or not, it costs $50,000 is what he charged.
All right, we got it to take us to the traffic here.
Okay.
The traffic report and then the song or the song?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Talk Radio Network.
Looking for a great haircut at a great price and a caring atmosphere? Then stop into Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. All haircuts are $10, and perms, cuts, and styles are only $45. Even a color cut and style is only $45. Please call June at 727-238-6007. That's 727-238-6007 for Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. 534 here on the Brian Cash Claus Show. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather. Currently, Pinellas County, the only thing we're dealing with is really on the north side of the county with some extremely high traffic. Maybe the snowbird's leaving. Northbound US 19 between Main Street and going on all the way up to just past the East Lake area, or the just past the Pasco County line, actually. Bridges, not great. East-west, eastbound on State Road 60. We would highly avoid that. Actually, choose the Howard Franklin. It might be a quicker ride there, as there's only one northbound incident in the right shoulder at mile marker 36. Going on up into Pasco County, we have a disabled vehicle southbound Suncoast Parkway before mile marker 22, having the right shoulder blocked. Going on over towards Zephyr Hills, we have both directions blocked. I'm not sure what that exactly is. On we're moving very slow in 301 in the downtown Zephyr Hills area. Tonight, low of 66. Tomorrow, high of 79 with a 50% chance of rain. Bringing in cooler temperatures for the weekend. Let's look forward to that. Current temperatures, Zephyr Hills, 79 degrees. Dade City, 78 degrees. And in downtown Clearwater, 78 degrees with fair skies at the Tantalk Studios. More Brian Cash Claus coming up after this. Jelly Beans Ice Cream and Treats has the food and desserts that'll make you smile. From burgers, hot dogs, chicken tenders, and sandwiches, to ice cream, shakes, sundaes, floats, and ice cream sandwiches. Bring the whole family to 368 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, nearly right across the street from Dunedin Lanes. You can order online at jillybeans.com and follow them on Facebook at jillybeansict. Check out their website for all their weekly specials.
Hey Tampa Bay, this is Austin from Taylor Pressure Washing, providing you with professional exterior cleaning services for residential or commercial. We pressure wash exterior surfaces, driveways, pool decks, windows, patios, sidings of homes, sidewalks, roof cleaning, fences, and gutter cleaning. Please give us a call or text today at 727-612-8123. That is 727-612-8123.
Carlos Cabrera is your trusted realtor. As a certified negotiation expert and a UA mortgage advocate, he specializes in short sales, foreclosures, and distressed property. With over 17 years of experience in Colorado, let Carlos help you save your home with foreclosure and short sale counseling. Give him a call at 720-212-7890. That's 720-212-7890. Carlos Cabrera, Coldwell Banker Realty in Palm Harbor. The Lucky Dill is the home of the sandwich that ate Brooklyn. Located at 33180 US Highway 19 in Palm Harbor, the Lucky Dill has the longest, bestest happy hour in the Bay. Open 7 days a week from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Visit them online at LuckyDillDeli.com. Don't forget to enjoy a wide variety of drinks at the NYC Bar located inside. Beat inflation. Eat huge sandwiches at the Lucky Dill in Palm Harbor. See their ad in the BCC coupon book.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
So we're back from our traffic report.
Yeah, we are.
We just want to say thank you so much to Artist Dizzle. She's not on the line still, is she?
Not anymore.
Okay.
She liked her song.
Jennifer, yes.
You guys got to go check out Jennifer, Artist Dizzle, on social media, and she really does have some really cool paintings.
Yeah, I actually liked her work. I thought it was really good. Mm-hmm. It had merit. And it was
really do like the blue background with the white tree. I don't think I showed you that one. Really like that one.
No, I liked her work. I would buy it.
Yep, and also you can check it out at Tiki Tavern on 49th Street South, too. She's got some artwork hanging in there as well. So thank you so much to Jennifer, Artist Dizzle. Got to go check her out. A couple things I would like to talk about is St. Patty's Day is coming up very soon.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So you know one of the best parties in the Bay is Lucky Dill. Mm-hmm. They have an entire week of stuff going on before St. Patty's Day. So it starts March 11th, which is actually in a few days. So every single day they have all kinds of things going on. It's very kid friendly. They've got face painting and bagpipers and music and all kinds of different stuff and most delicious food. They, for this event, they do over 10,000 pounds
of corned beef.
Oh, God. In 1 week.
That much, huh?
Yep. And they, of course, have the green beer, and they have tons of specials going on for the whole week. And they've got, like I said, they've got the Irish step dancers. They've got a DJ. They've got bagpipe singers, Irish ramblers. They are flown in actually all the way from Ireland.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's two brothers, the Irish ramblers, Damien and Paul, and they are from Ireland.
And how many locations do they have? They have...
Well, it's just this one.
Just
here,
this one.
Yes, and it's on Palm Harbor.
I know, it's right by me. You go there all the time.
Its actual address is 33180 US Highway 19 in Palm Harbor. You can't miss it. Everybody knows the Lucky Dill. Just come early so you can find a place to park.
Yes. There is, when you get there, waiting. Sometimes you have to wait, but it's well worth the wait.
But one thing they're doing, too, that's really, really cool this year, a little different than what they've done before, is they actually have family feasts to go for St. Patty's Day.
Oh.
So if you have the family at home and you're kind of doing your own thing and you don't have time to cook because you're too busy, guess what? You can pre-order. You just go, you can look in the coupon book and scan the QR code or go to their website, the Lucky Dill website, and you can pre-order all your fixins for the celebration.
Pre-packaged little St. Patty's Day in a box kind of thing.
St. Patty's Day in a box, that's right.
Your boiled dinner, as they call it in New England.
Right, right.
Corned beef, cabbage, all the fixings, potatoes, carrots.
And that's the LuckyDillDeli.com, and you guys can order up to go or whatever you want.
And they also have incredible desserts.
They do. They make everything in-house. Yeah. All of those desserts. They have just cases of all kinds of things. I have tried, I can't even tell you how many, embarrassingly, probably almost all of them. but they have, actually, I don't know if you're a fan of a black and white cookie.
Yeah, they have black and white
cookies. It is one of my favorites anywhere. They have but their cheesecake is also delicious.
Well, they're known for their cheesecake.
Yeah, and they have all kinds of cakes and just tons of stuff.
But the food was excellent because I make my own corned beef and cabbage and it was really good. But why make your own when you can go out and get it and have a pint of green beer and listen to some
singers, see some Irish
Celtic
step
music.
Dancers.
Yes.
Well, see, that's my holiday, you know. Mm-hmm. So I love it. I used to help out a friend of mine who was had a place here in Clearwater. Oh my gosh, I would get there to help her and I would dedicate my entire day to her for bartending or whatever was necessary because whatever needs done is the day you just do whatever.
Yes.
I would have green legs.
Green legs?
For real, from making the green beer because you put the food coloring in it. Green up my arms, all over myself. And I would work from like, I don't know, 10 in the morning until probably 3:30 in the morning. But it went by so fast because you're so busy. Because it was an Irish place. They're no longer open anymore. But it was a lot of fun. I met a lot of cool people.
So tell me where the address is.
That's 33180 U.S. Highway 19. And it's right before Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Or, let's see, what's the other way? Tampa Road?
Well, Red Rooster is on the right, and then you go
right
through
Curlew. Yep.
And then you go through the next intersection,
which
I believe
is Tampa Road, and then Lucky Dill is going to be, if you're going north
on
the
left,
and if you're coming south, it'll be on
your
right.
Yep,
it's right past Nebraska if you're coming south, and a little bit past Tampa Road if you're going north.
If you hit Walmart, you've gone too far.
Yes, for sure.
You've gone too far.
But yeah, guys, go check out the Lucky Dill. Like I said, 7 days of fun. Starts March 11th through the 17th. And every single day they have very cool stuff going on, live music. But you can also get family feast to go.
Good. And bring a designated driver, right?
That's right. Or just call Uber.
Just call Uber. That's it. Want everyone to be safe.
All right, guys. And if anybody would like to call the Lucky Dill for any questions, maybe check out what they do have going on specific days, you can give them a call at 727-789-5574.
Okay.
All right. Okay, guys. So I'm so excited. We have our event coming up, which is actually Tuesday, March 14th, this coming Tuesday, 1 p.m., guys. You got to come out to Red Rooster Antiques. We're doing a live radio show in the parking lot. But we're doing free appraisals for anybody who has something at home that they want to check out, how much maybe it's worth or maybe what it is, or if you've had it in the family a long time and you don't know its origin or what it is.
Trash or treasure, find out what it is.
That's right. Come in, and we've got Adam, CJ doing appraisals.
We are.
Yes.
And, you know, and the shop will be open, and we'll probably have some refreshments there.
We're going to bring some food out for you guys. I'm going to get some food, I think, from Fat Jack's, which is right up the street from you, so we'll have some cheesesteaks and
it'll be fun. And you know, I'm really curious to find out what the most unusual piece will be
and what
the most valuable piece will be.
Yes, me too, because sometimes you have stuff and you have no idea how much it could be worth.
No, it could be worth,
you think,
you know,
it's a piece of junk.
Well, I'm always tactful. I never say it's junk. I don't. But you never know. Somebody might bring something in that's really life-changing. It can't happen.
Well, like I said, this lady, I was watching a show, and she had this, it was a vase, and it was from Mayan era.
It was Mayan,
but she was using it for 20 years as a doorstopper.
Yeah.
And somebody said, you know, that thing, it looks like it might be old or worth something, so.
And well, it was worth a fortune, huh?
It
priceless.
It was like $700 and something thousand dollars.
Yeah, it can happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't had that happen, but I've had a few friends of mine that have really found things that were incredible.
Well, that would be awesome.
But I love doing it. It's going to be fun, and you're going to be there, and the
gang
will
be
there.
Yes, we're going to have lots of people out, so you guys got to come by. Red Rooster Antiques is located right on US 19. If you're coming from, like, the Dunedin or South area,
yeah,
you're going to be going north on 19 before you get to Curlew, right across from Home Depot, right on the right-hand side. By Dan's Fans, and the actual address is 30113 US 19, and that's right before Curlew, guys. So
right
across
before Curlew.
Yep, right across the street from the big Home Depot on US 19.
And you can call me at 860-661-2071.
Yes.
Adam, just call me, and if you have any questions, you know, you want to know about it.
For sure. And that's Red Rooster Antiques, and that's Adam. That's 860-661-2071 if you have any questions.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yep, but that's Tuesday, 1 o'clock, guys. This coming Tuesday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, one on, you know. It'll for an hour or so, you know. You know, try to get there between, you know, a few hours, but
well,
it's
yeah,
be great.
We're going to be doing the live show from 1 to 2, but we'll still be out there after
that.
Yeah,
we'll be out there after that. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's Red Rooster Antiques on Tuesday, March 14th. Come and find out if you have trash or treasure.
Trash or treasure. And I hope it's treasure for the people.
I do too.
I love when I tell somebody, you know, this is really pretty valuable. They go, really?
Right.
A lot of times they don't know.
Well, that's awesome.
And that's what I like to do. That's part of the job that I really like.
Mm-hmm. I like just seeing all the different pieces and seeing what they are, what they're worth, learning history about things. Because I tell you, CJ, your partner, he is so knowledgeable.
Oh, he's very knowledgeable.
And he will be able to tell you what the origin of the piece is, like all about where it came from.
Oh, he's amazing.
He'll be able to tell, I mean, every single thing in your shop, like so many things I've said, oh, what is that? Or where did it come from? Yeah. And I have learned so much
well,
on the history of
things. I'm going to be 60, and he's in his 50s. So all those years of knowledge, because we've both been doing this probably, I've been doing it over 40 years, and he's been doing it almost as long. So, you know, and it's something that we love doing. So you learn a lot, and, you know, and the knowledge is there. I'll probably be stumped. There might be one item or two that we won't know what it is. And in that case, we'll have to get some expert to find out about it.
Well, if anybody is curious to see, some of your items are actually online on your Facebook.
Yes, they are.
And that's Red Rooster Antiques Facebook. CJ's been doing some lives and some reels and some different things.
Yeah.
And
did you see the clock?
I just was going to say, yes, that clock is beautiful.
Yeah, I got it a few days ago in a shop, and it was a German porcelain clock. About 1895, and it had mermaids on it.
Yes, I saw it. It's beautiful.
And it's key wound, and it chimes, and it's just absolutely beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, and I call CJ up a lot, and I said, should I buy this or not? He's like, because, you know, it was a little bit expensive, and he said, buy it. And it's pretty valuable. And
very
we
good.
Found not one online like it. Like,
nice.
It's unique.
So yeah.
That is always great.
Yeah, it's beautiful. If you guys want to check out what it looks like, go to Red Rooster Antiques Facebook, and you can see this clock that we're speaking of. It's from the 1890s.
It's 1890s. It's German, and it's an eight-day clock, and you have to key wind. It has the key with it,
mm-hmm.
and it chimes. It chimes on the half hour and on the hour, and
nice.
It's an eight-day clock. It's beautiful.
And it's mermaids.
That's what I thought was so incredible.
I love mermaids. That's one of my, really, mermaids.
And what's really unusual about them is, it, like, they're coming down this, like, legs, but they're, like, two separate legs that turn into one
mm-hmm.
fin.
Yes.
It's usually this whole body
right,
is
right.
just the lower half is just the fish's body, but it isn't in this. It's like their legs, and then they turn into, like, a,
mm-hmm.
a fin, and I think that's great.
Yes, I think it's beautiful. I love the colors on
it. I have to call
it
my Daryl Hannah clock. Remember her?
Oh, yes, I do.
And Splash? Do you mm-hmm. remember that?
I do remember Splash.
Remember the scene where she was yes. eating the lobster?
Yes, because I love Tom Hanks very
yeah.
much, and he was in that movie as well.
He was.
And so I've seen all of them. I watched Splash actually not too long ago.
What happened to her? I haven't seen her much.
I don't know.
She was big.
Yeah. She was in, like, how many movies? And then...
I don't know. I think
was she
with
a
actors,
model? Because she was really beautiful.
I think she may have been. She went out with JFK Jr.
Oh, wow.
They were boyfriend and girlfriend for a while. He dated her. So anyway, yeah. But yeah, you got to come and see the Mermaid Clock.
Yes, it's awesome. And you guys have so much awesome stuff at your shop, though.
We have.
Seriously.
We're so loaded with great stuff right now.
I was telling you, one of my clients, actually, which I had no idea that she comes to your shop, but she was telling me how just she loves coming there.
Yeah.
There's so many different things to look at. And she said she's been there several times and still hasn't even seen everything.
Well, you know, it's fun because people, you know, even if they're not into antiques, it's interesting to see different things. And a lot of younger people weren't raised around this stuff because, you know, they had the big screen TV and the, you know, the sectional couch and two easy chairs and that's it.
Right.
Like, is when, for my generation, the people had a lot of this stuff in their house. So a lot of the younger people in their 20s and 30s are coming in and, like, they're neat. They like things. Mm-hmm. They like to look at items. And it's funny because they're going for stuff from my youth, like the 70s and 80s stuff.
Right, right.
The kitsch stuff, that's what they want.
Right.
So it's interesting to see what is selling and what is not.
Yes, that's awesome. And you guys have just such a huge collection of different things.
And a lot of nice jewelry, too.
Very nice jewelry, yes.
That's probably our biggest seller is our jewelry.
Yes, I actually got a piece
from you
for Christmas.
Nice.
Yes, and I got some chairs from you as well, which I love.
I did. Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
Yes, but you have just all kinds of different things. Like, you got to come in and just see for yourself because it's just so many things you can't even describe.
It is. So.
All right. So come out and see us, everyone.
Yes.
March 14th, Tuesday, this coming Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Bring any of your items from home and we will try to see if we know how much it's worth or what it is.
And we're really nice, so you'll have a good time.
Yes. Yes. For sure. And come and get some free food because Fat Jack's is really good.
Oh, he's excellent. Excellent.
All right. And I just wanted to say one thing. So last week, you remember the delicious food we had from JJ's?
Yes.
Yes. I just wanted to give them a little plug. That's JJ's Market. We got food from them last week.
It was wonderful.
It was very, very good. But they have one of the coolest places I've been in recently. It's a delicatessen, but it's sort of a mashup of industrial looking but farmhouse style. Sounds like weird maybe, but it's actually really super cool.
I could see that.
Just because the ceilings are really high and you can still see all the beams and everything, but it's just very homey. It's very inviting. She's got really tall like wooden shelving with all these items that they sell as well. So like if you're looking...
Can you eat there as well?
Yes.
They have tables there.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
She's got beautiful like gray wash tables there and it's very inviting and there's a big couch if you want to just hang out, get on your phone and have some, you know, a coffee or something. But they have really good food. Like, I am addicted at this point to the chicken Caesar wrap.
Yeah, we had that. It was very good.
Yes, I love that. And she has a really good Cuban, too. They have a whole bunch of different things. Everything's homemade. Everything.
And where are they located?
They're right there when you're going across the Gandhi.
Okay.
So right across from Derby Lane. Like directly across on the other side of the street. So it's 10535 Gandhi Boulevard, and it's actually St. Pete address. Okay. But they're right across from Derby Lane. But it's well worth it. Like if you want to go out to the Gandhi and sit and watch the sunset or something, you can stop by because they also have beer and wine and tons of selections of that as well. But, you know, get a little sandwich, get yourself a bottle of wine, go sit on the beach and watch the sunset.
That sounds really nice.
Right.
You know, I don't do that enough. You know, I moved to Florida, and you would think I'd be at the, you know, the water all the time. And when I'm not,
you know,
and I think I really have to step back. So this sounds like the perfect opportunity.
Yes,
to go down.
It really is. They have some really great items. Also, they have a little market like inside as well. So there's just all these eclectic things that you can't probably maybe find. I don't know if you're familiar with the Amish, but they make really good stuff almost always.
I am, yeah.
Well, they have all these apple butters and salsas and sauces even that the Amish make, that they
makes,
sell.
Yeah.
And, I mean, a whole bunch of different things, like hot sauces. If you're looking for some kind of random hot
CJ,
sauce,
he loves hot
they
sauce.
Have a whole bunch of different selections
like
of that.
Like chutneys and that type of stuff mm-hmm. and relishes.
Yeah,
and
just all kinds of different, like, things they have. And some, like, old school candies and things you can't find
great.
Other places.
Yeah.
But it's a deli, and their food is awesome. They also have desserts. They've got beer and wine. And like I said, go by. grab a sandwich for you and your friends and a bottle of wine or some beers and go sit on the Gandy.
Yeah, they saw, and he was really nice.
And, Ed, yes. And two great people, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, seriously, like, he was in the Coast Guard and his wife was a nurse, and especially during COVID, she was, like, locked in for I don't even know how long taking care of people.
I know.
So we want to go out and show them some love.
Some support.
Yes. They just, you know, both actually decided to retire from their previous jobs and opened this place. They haven't had it real long. And so I want to see them make it. I mean, they're two awesome people. Their kids work there. Very respectful, great kids. So, yes.
And this is so important. This is being on the radio and, you know, letting people know what's out there. And also with the CCB booklets, that really helps, you know, get the word out because they have fantastic food.
Yeah, they do.
But if you don't know they're there,
right.
You know, but now that's we're going to change all that.
Right. And they have cool stuff like build your own breakfast sandwich. And they serve breakfast all day. So if you're in the mood or you can't figure out what
important.
You want.
A lot of places don't anymore.
Yep. And they have, I know this one thing that they're pretty famous for is the meatloaf.
And it was very good.
Yes, it's a balsamic glazed meatloaf, which
good.
Is called the Marvin Lee, which we learned all about last week.
Yes, we did.
Marvin Lee is Meatloaf. The singer's real name. But they have a lot of really, I mean, everything is house made. Like I said, they have homemade roasted pork they put on the Cuban. Like, it's very good.
That's
so,
great.
Guys, go check out JJ's right across from the dog track, which is Derby Lane on Gandy Boulevard, or give them a call at 727-258-4883 or check them out online at jjsmarket.net.
And what town is that in?
It's actually St. Pete.
It's in St. Pete.
Yeah, okay. It's right on the Gandy, but it's the St. Pete side.
Okay.
Great. Yep. All right. So you guys got to come out and see us on Tuesday. Don't forget.
Yeah,
bring an item.
I can't wait.
Yes, I'm excited. Bring an item with you. Come out and see what it's worth. And come and see CJ and me and Adam and Austin and some other clients
and
that are coming out.
And maybe this day it'll change your life.
That's right. Never know what you got.
You never know what you find.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening today. We are running out of time. I just would also like to give a little promo for Sand Shakers real quick, which is real close to us here at the radio station. It's 700 Eldridge Street, and they have awesome food over there. They have a lovely outside patio where we had some dinner that
night.
Yeah,
it was really good.
Yeah, we took some people over, had some dinner. It was lovely atmosphere.
I had fish and chips. It was wonderful.
Yes, and that's Sand Shakers at 700 Eldridge Street. You can give them a call at 727-286-8099. And thank you so much, Tampa Bay. Go check out the Renaissance Festival and the cool stuff we got going on in the area.
Take care.
Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.